You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
From the bottom to the top, and when the needle drops, you just can't stop popping in your nickels and saving up your dimes. Cause cats and kittens, it's time for the juke in the back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader and jukebox operator, welcoming you to a solid hour celebrating the golden age of rhythm and blues. From the post-World War II R&B combos to just before the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. And as you know, I like to use this show to expose some great artists that don't get the recognition they truly deserve. And this week is no exception, as we feature one of the true heroines of early rhythm and blues, Mabel Scott. Oh, you can look at the charts and find that she only had two rhythm and blues charting hits, Elevator Boogie and Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. But Mabel goes a lot deeper than that. She wrote some of her own songs at a time when that was not commonplace, and she recorded some fantabulous jump blues and boogie-woogie tunes that you just don't hear these days. But you're gonna hear them this week on The Juke in the Back. Mabel Scott was born in Richmond, Virginia on the 30th of April, 1915. At the tender age of six, her and her two brothers were moved up to New York City, where her mother worked as a cook and her father worked for the Department of Street Cleaning. Her father was also a talented guitar player, and the musicianship of the Scott family was passed down to young Mabel, who began singing in the Metropolitan Baptist Church. She caught on and was asked to join a group of girl gospel singers called the Song Cycles. That's where she began working out her vocal styling. Then she took up studying piano, and in her early teens, she began to try to break into the entertainment business. Her nickname was Peaches, several decades before Etta James would have that name. By her late teens, she was working in New York clubs, and not just any club. She was in Small's Paradise, and then she joined Cab Calloway at the Cotton Club. She then started going on little package tours to Cleveland, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, and eventually Texas. But unfortunately, she was making very little money. That led her to tour Europe, London, Paris, Belgium, Italy. She was even cast singing a song in a British movie called Dreaming Lips. But with the war going on, it was getting kind of dangerous to be in Europe, and her mother asked her to come home. She's back in New York City, the war is over, it's 1946, the R&B combos are coming up, and Mabel Scott records a one-off single for Hub Records. The Hub label existed for a little over 2 years, from late 1945 to mid-1948, and was distributed by Apollo Records. Baby, this is a hard record to find, and a great way to kick off this week's Juke in the Back. I don't know any of the musicians who played on this session. Hub issued Just Give Me a Man by Mabel Scott in 1946, and Mabel would actually record the song again for Exclusive Records in 48. But here's the original, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back on Mabel Scott, Just Give Me a Man.
Be blind as a bat, have halitosis, hair on his head like a mat. Love Limburger, I won't even mind that. Just give me a man. He can drink his bad, bad whiskey till it runs from his pore, fills up the house, break down my front door, I'll take all my money, go out and buy him some more. Oh, just give me that man. I won't stand on formality if he's the portrait of an ape. Just as long as he smiles at me and keeps himself in shape, I'm his. What if he was 4F, no teeth in his head, both legs broken, and he's almost dead? Wheel in that patient, I'll put him to bed. Oh, just give me that man. Turn up my nose at him if he's what you might call a jerk. Don't care what his manners are as long as he don't shirk night work. I've prayed me for a Joe Louis or just a 5x5. Got down on my knees for a honey, be he dead or alive. But if he comes here funny, I'll help him to the jive. Oh, just give me that man. Now I'm asking for a little and hope I get a lot. It's foolish to put two beans in a great big stewing pot, but for heaven's sake, give me something to take care of what I've got. Oh, just give me a man, if you please. Just give me that man.
Off my feet. He's so tall and slender and his talking sure is sweet. And when he smiles, he makes my life seem so complete. I met a good looking fella, he stole my heart away. He's got so much class, knows the right things to say. He's so good looking, everything goes his way. He's so fine and mellow, bundle of charm, sweetest little offer you could hold in your arms. I met a good looking fella, my life seems bright and new. Good looking fella, baby, I'm sure glad it's you.
Released in March of 1948, but recorded sometime in 47 at her very first session for Leon Renee's exclusive record label out of Los Angeles. That's Good Looking Fella. Leon Renee, one of the first black record label owners, was eager to get his hands on Mabel Scott, but not so eager to pay her. Her next record, recorded sometime in 1947, probably at the same session as Good Lookin' Fella, was a doozy. Elevator Boogie. It hit number 6 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts during the summer of 1948 and was her first of only 2 charting records. Listen closely to the piano on this record. It's played by the great Charles Brown, who would soon marry Mabel Scott. On drums is Rabin Tarrant, who you might remember from Jack McVay's band. Rabin is all over the hit,
"Open the door, Richard!"
The rest of the musicians on this session are unknown. Mabel Scott's the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, and this song, Elevator Boogie, was her biggest chart hit, though probably not the song that she's best remembered for today. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm well and able to present Mabel Scott on the Juke in the Back.
Up, down, fast and slow. Up, down, stop and go. It's the elevator boogie. Elevator boogie blues. It hits your top, travels down to your shoes. Step in, Mr. Brown. Right now we're going down with the elevator boogie. Elevator boogie blues. It hits your top, travels down to your shoes. Call your floors 3, 4, 5. You'll get there with this melody. It's the elevator boogie. Elevator boogie blues. It hits your top, travels down to your shoes. You're going up with this mellow jive. Going up, going up, going up with the elevator boogie blues. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. You're going down with this mellow jive. Going down, going down. Going down with the elevator boogie blues. Rock, rock, rock everybody. Clap, clap, clap everybody. The rhythm of the boogie. Elevator boogie blues. Is the elevator boogie. Elevator boogie blues. Cry, baby. Dry your eyes. Let's be sweethearts again. Come on, sweetheart, let's try it over again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't You Cry, the flip side of Mabel Scott's highest charting single, Elevator Boogie. It's now Christmas of 1948, and label owner Leon Rene has the lyrics to a new tune called Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. But as Mabel tells the story, he had no music to go along with it. So she sat down on the piano and worked out some parts. And next thing you know, they're recording the tune with the Maxwell Davis Orchestra. Well, just before Christmas, it hits number 12 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. It's Mabel's second and final nationally charting record. But for Leon Rene, this is a cash cow. He would continue releasing this song seasonally until the label folded in 1950. Once Exclusive Records went out of business, he sold the masters off to Jack Lauderdale at Swing Time, who continued to release this record throughout the early 1950s every Christmas season. What's worse is that in 1950, pop singer Patti Page recorded it for Mercury Records. It was the flip side of Tennessee Waltz. And the way that things used to work is when one side of the record made it to the top of the charts, the other side went along with it. So Leon Rene, the only one credited with writing the song, was getting paid for Patti Page's number one record of Tennessee Waltz, because Boogie Woogie Santa Claus was the flip side. And let's not forget that also in 1950, Lionel Hampton recorded an R&B version of Boogie Woogie Santa Claus to compete with Mabel Scott. Leon Rene got paid for all of them. Mabel Scott missed out on such a windfall of songwriting royalties because Leon Rene did not give her credit for writing the music to Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, a big number 12 during Christmas of 1948. And Mabel is the feature on this week's Juke in the Back.
Track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but a nothing in his sack. He's the boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountains like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut and he never took a shave. He's the boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. Rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa. He's got no presents for your tree or candy for your socks, but when he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. Rock, Mama, get your hat, put your best dress on. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. Rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Having everything your way. You're having your fun. But my time will come, 'cause every little doggie has its day. Every little sinner has to pay. For treating me this way. You're laughing at me, but wait and you'll see that every little doggie has its day. Oh, you wanna come back, you know. Come running round and try to patch things up. You're gonna come back. Yes, yes, you're gonna come back. Sitting up begging like a hungry pup. My baby, just remember what I said. Are you ever ran away? I'm wanting you now. You'll be howling and howl, 'cause every little doggie has its day. Every doggie has its day.
Mabel Scott. Every Little Doggy Has His Day, the original flip side of Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, recorded sometime in 1948 with the Maxwell Davis Orchestra. Boogie Woogie Santa Claus is by far the tune that most people remember by Mabel Scott, as it comes up every Christmas season, and I play it every year here on the Juke in the Back. But man, she had so many great tunes, and we're going to hear another one right now, recorded in December of 48, released on Exclusive Records in 1949. Here's That Ain't No Way to Love.
That ain't the way to love, honey. That ain't the way to do. That ain't the way to hug, honey. I'm talking to you. Love making ain't all in looks. You don't learn it in books. You've got the kind of eyes that appeal to me, but I've got to put you through the third degree. Here's the way to make love, honey. Here's the way you gotta do. Just take your time, honey. Hold me close to you. When I speak, don't get weak. Sock me with the kids and knock me off my feet. That's the way to make love, honey. That's the way you gotta do. Talking to you. love making ain't all it looks. You don't learn it in books. You got the kind of eyes that appeal to me, but I've got to put you through the third degree. Now, the way to make love, honey, is the way you gotta do. Just take your time, honey, hold me close to you. When I speak, don't get weak. Stalk me with a kiss and knock me off my feet. Now, the way to make love, honey, the way you gotta do. Hug me, kiss me, squeeze me, baby, please. Make love to me.
Mabel Scott, that ain't the way to love. She's our feature this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader and jukebox operator, and it's time to step down for a solid classic. This one did not make the charts, but it is heard whenever compiling a baseball show. Yeah, you guessed it, Baseball Boogie. But baby, I've got an extra special surprise for you on this Mabel Scott Juke in the Back, because I dug out the original version of this tune, which was actually the flip side of her first single for Hub Records. Remember how we started the show off with that one-off Hub single, Just Give Me a Man? Well, if you flipped over the original single, there was a tune called Do You Know the Game? Yeah. 4 years later, that becomes Baseball Boogie in 1950. Just after Leon Renee's exclusive records label folds, and Mabel Scott is picked up by King Records out of Cincinnati. In March of 1950, she enters a New York studio and records an updated version called Baseball Boogie. And she's got some fine players on this session, including Joe Wilder on trumpet, Henderson Chambers on trombone, George Dorsey and Bill Graham on alto saxes, Paul Kinichette on tenor sax, Milt Buckner on piano, Bernard Mackey on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and the legendary Joe Jones on the tubs. So let's hear the beginning of Do You Know the Game, and then I'll fade it into Baseball Boogie so that you get a taste of the two different versions of the same song. So let's dig, baby, on Mabel Scott.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hot one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I'm a big league pitcher. Can you catch the hurl I sling? Can you hit the ball I throw you? Can you hit the ball I throw you? Well, get your bat ready, baby. Let's see what you can do.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I'm a big league pitcher. Can you catch the hurl I sling? You hit ball I throw to you, southpaw. Can you hit ball I throw to you? But get your bat ready, baby. Let's see what you can do.
make you swing down low. If you can't pick it up, baby, that means your stroke's too slow. When I wind up, I'm pitching my all to you. When I wind up, pitching my all to you. So get your bat ready, baby. Let's see what you can do. Get your bat ready, baby. Get a bat ready, baby. Get your bat ready, baby. Get your bat ready, baby. Get your bat ready, baby. Let's have some fun. If you can hit that ball, you can make a home run.
Knife, a can of cut, loving too. Oh, darling, honey, baby, I love you. Don't mean maybe. Oh, darling, honey, baby, you fine, fine baby of mine. You can call on me any old time. We'll sit and we'll mug, won't that be fine? Darling, honey, baby, I love you. Don't mean maybe. Oh, darling, honey, baby, you fine, fine baby of mine. You better come around looking sharp as a tack with plenty money in your pocket or I'll send you back. Darling, honey, baby, I love you. Don't mean maybe. Oh, darling, honey, baby, you fine, fine baby of mine.
Fine, Fine Baby, a tune that this week's feature, Mabel Scott, actually wrote. And it's got a killer line in there. My name is Mabel, and I'm real wise. But I'll exterminate you, Papa, if you tell me lies.
Ooh, mercy! Don't mess with Mabel. She'll put you under the table.
Oh. That comes from the first King Records session held in March of 1950, just like Baseball Boogie, and just like this next one, which is the flip side of Fine, Fine Baby. And I love the arrangement on this one. This song just has a really cool sound. Here's Mabel Scott, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Have you ever watched love die?
At night, lay on your pillow. same old dirty way.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Mabel Scott, and it's 1951. She's already off King Records and now on Coral, a subsidiary of Decca Records. This one's a really cool song. It was recorded on May 22nd, 1951 in New York. And it's this week's Great 78, Mabel Scott. Catch 'em young, treat 'em rough, tell 'em nothing.
This verse is short and so's this song. Follow this advice and you can't go wrong. Catch 'em young, treat 'em rough, never tell 'em nothing, don't you? Tell 'em nothing, never tell 'em nothing. Catch 'em young or treat 'em rough, never tell 'em nothing, 'cause that's what gets resolved. If you find you're having trouble keeping guys within your reach, you can fix this on the double. Just practice what I preach. Catch 'em young, treat 'em rough, never tell 'em nothing, don't you? Tell 'em nothing, never tell 'em nothing. Let 'em fret, let 'em sweat, don't you? Tell 'em nothing, 'cause that's it's
tight. If you let go, mister, good night. way blues. That's the way blues. From Harlem to Brooklyn, that's the way blues. Subway blues. When you're coming home in the morning, about 2:30, you're so tired you don't know what to do. Along comes a drunk, just as high as can be, and says, "Hello, baby, don't you remember me? I've got the subway, ooh, subway blues." Get on looking sharp with your clothes all pressed. A little scratch smears chocolate all over your dress. Your hands in place, but when you get off, you look like cheap rain in the space. When you pack like a sardine, you've got the subway blues.
Subway Blues, giving you a solid dose of reality with this week's Juke in the Bag feature, Mabel Scott. That was recorded in New York on July 15th of 1950 using some members of the other session band, but picking up some new ones. Joe Wilder remains on trumpet. Henderson Chambers remains on trombone, but now we have Reuben Phillips and Clement Toussaint on the alto saxes. Buddy Tate is on the tenor sax. The great Sonny Thompson, who had a solo contract with King Records, is playing piano. Carl Pruitt is on the bass. And the wonderful Sonny Payne on those tubs. Well, now it's 1951, and her contract with King Records is up, and she unfortunately did not score any hits with that label. But lucky for Mabel, Decca Records came calling and put her on their Coral subsidiary. She's back in a New York studio on May 22nd, 1951, with a new band. Dick Vance is on trumpet, Tyree Glenn is on trombone, Eddie Bearfield doubles on clarinet and alto, Andy Brown on alto, Bud Johnson on tenor, Sam Benskin tickling those ivories, Al Hall thumping that bass, and Jimmy Crawford is handling them tubs. From that session, we get a great up-tempo single from Mabel Scott. Here's Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train.
Choo-choo.
Fine is a man stays out all night. Mr. Fine drinks wine, roars like a lion. Mr. Fine, Mr. Fine, Mr. Fine. Mr. Fine is a man about 6 feet tall. Takes the money from women and lies to them all. He's a cradle snatcher and a bear cat grabber. Mr. Fine, Mr. Fine, Mr. Fine.
Mr. Fine, another fine tune written by this week's Juke in the Back feature, Mabel Scott. Recorded in Chicago on June 10th, 1953 with Kid Kolax's orchestra and released on Al Benson's Parrot record label. Benson, of course, the premier rhythm and blues disc jockey in Chicago, started his little Parrot label, which I've actually done a Juke in the Back show on. So she had three releases on the Coral label, one on Brunswick, another subsidiary of Decca, and then two single releases on Al Benson's Parrot Records. After all this great material, Mabel Scott still couldn't score a hit record, and that fact made touring a lot more difficult. Promoters couldn't book her if she didn't have a hit record behind her. So as the 50s progressed and rock and roll music started coming in, the bookings got really scarce. So she headed back overseas, this time a long stint in Australia. It proved pretty fruitful. She got lots of bookings, and she hooked up with pianist and bandleader Les Welch. He was huge in Australia, having been voted the King of Swing in Sydney in 1948, and Les promised her royalties if she recorded for his Festival Records. That's how we're going to end this week's Juke in the Back on Mabel Scott, with one of her last recordings, which she made for the Australian Festival Records. Now, unfortunately, she never did see those promised royalties. Mabel also claimed that she never was paid any royalties for her American recordings either. By the end of the 1950s, she was just plumb fed up with the music business, and she quit, choosing to only sing in her Los Angeles church. That's what she did for the rest of her life. She was married to the legendary Charles Brown until 1951. Her second marriage didn't prove very fruitful either, as her second husband fathered a couple of kids, but also stripped her of her worldly possessions. She claimed in an interview that Charles Brown was the only man she ever loved. The Rhythm and Blues Foundation gave her a Pioneer Award, much deserved, in 1995. And we lost Mabel Scott at the age of 85 on July 20th, 2000. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, right here on The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Let's close it down with one of the two singles that she released on Les Welch's Australian label, Festival Records, recorded on August 17, 1955. Here's I Wanna Be Loved, 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 the great Mabel Scott. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Bye-bye.
I wanna be loved, 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 loved all along the way. I wanna be loved, 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 loved every night and day. I wanna be loved, 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 loved by only you, oh darling, darling, do. I wanna be thrilled, 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 thrilled by all your charms. I wanna be thrilled, 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 thrilled forever in your arms. I wanna be loved. I won't become a bore. I wanna be loved, 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 loved by only you, oh darling, darling, do. I wanna be squeezed, teased, pleased by only you. I wanna be hugged, kissed, missed by only you. I wanna be loved, 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 loved by only you, oh darling, darling, do. I wanna be squeezed. By only you, I promise to be true, love you, darling, yes I do. I wanna be loved, 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 loved by only you, oh darling, darling, do. Every hour in the day, every minute in the week, just love me, love me, love me, hubby, don't ever forget to weep. I wanna be kissed, 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 and kiss some more. I wanna be sure, 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 sure. I won't become a bore. I wanna be loved, 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 loved by only you, oh darling, darling, do. Oh darling, darling, do.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.